This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The number of Coloradans hospitalized with RSV and COVID-19 has declined dramatically, but CPR's Allison Borden reports those aren't the only viruses circulating right now.
The season for respiratory viruses still has a few months to go. Dr. Edwin Asturias with Children's Hospital expects to see more cases of the flu in the coming weeks.
We likely will see a second wave of influenza that I'm expecting will be happening between January and February. So the most important thing that people should get as a message is that they should get their flu vaccine as soon as possible.
More than 360 people were hospitalized with the flu last week, according to the state health department. And more Coloradans are getting the flu right now when compared with the last seven seasons. I'm Allison Borden, CPR News.
Semiconductor manufacturing company Entegris is expanding its presence in the state with a new facility in Colorado Springs. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports the company plans to spend about $600 million building it.
The company says the new facility will create about 600 new jobs, roughly doubling the Massachusetts-based manufacturer's presence in Colorado. During a press event about the project, Governor Jared Polis noted a recently passed U.S. law that allocates more than $52 billion for the research, development, and manufacturing of semiconductors.
We are focused on expanding the semiconductor industry across the state.
The new facility will employ managers, technicians, chemists, engineers, and warehouse workers, with an average wage of roughly $75,000. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Two Colorado companies have new grants to build small wind turbines. The National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Golden has given grants to Primus Wind Power in Lakewood and RRD Engineering in Arvada. It's part of a project to develop turbines that produce energy for a single home or neighborhood. Studies show these kinds of setups could someday generate power equal to half the nation's electricity consumption and make a profit. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.